With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Marking 100 days in office this week, the Trump White House is touting its immigration record. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump has overwhelmingly delivered on his promise to secure the border and end the flow of illegal immigration.
He has restored the rule of law, enforced our immigration laws, and defended America's sovereignty.
And Border Czar Tom Homan makes this claim.
Today, as I'm standing here, we have the most secure border in the history of this nation.
He says there have been 139,000 deportations since the president took office. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A 30-year-old man charged with multiple counts of murder on allegations he killed 11 people when he rammed a crowd of people at the Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver. One festival goer says she's grateful for the outpouring of support for the Filipino community.
Another beautiful thing that I've actually seen in this tragedy is how so many people, like even if they weren't necessarily Filipino or connected to Filipinos, have come and gathered and have checked up on us. And, you know, it's nice to know that we're not alone.
Investigators have ruled out terrorism. They say the suspect has a history of mental health issues. Those killed were between the ages of 5 and 65. Canadians voting whether to extend the Liberal Party's decade in power or instead hand control the Conservatives. They'll put either Prime Minister Mark Carney or opposition leader Pierre Poilievre to lead the way forward. Washington's NFL franchise set to return to the nation's capital, the District of Columbia, and the Commanders reached an agreement to construct a new home for the football team in the city. It will be on the site of the old RFK Stadium. This is SRN News. Indiana has a parental rights law.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian Legal Group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The mayor of Amsterdam has apologized for the role the Dutch capital played in the persecution of its Jewish citizens during World War II. Speaking at an event marking Holocaust Remembrance Day, Mayor Femke Halsema said that civil servants in Amsterdam played an active role in the murder of thousands of Jewish citizens of the city. Of the estimated 80,000 Jews who lived in Amsterdam, only 20,000 of those survived. This is SRN News. The USDA is warning Mexico will stop animal imports into the U.S. due to fear of flesh-eating parasites.
The threat was issued via letter by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The screwworm targets fresh wounds in warm-blooded animals, and some of those animals include cattle, bison, and horses. Rollins says imports from Mexico will be prohibited to protect the U.S. interest of the agriculture industry. They fail to combat the spread of the screwworm.
That's Tasia Stevens. 100 immigrants suspected of being in the U.S. illegally taken into custody during a raid at an illegal after-hours nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The club had been under investigation for several months for alleged activities, including drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence. More than 300 law enforcement officers and officials from multiple agencies responded to the nightclub. An undisclosed number of guns were seized. More details at SRNnews.com.